What was tougher, your NBA practice or your camp practice today? It looks like they put you put a pretty good workout today.
I'm sweating pretty good right now. Me and Braden were playing defense for about 30 minutes straight, and probably the most defense I've played in a while, so a little tired right now.
Nate, what does it mean to get back to this community after, you know, 4 years in Brookings and kind of the whole state?
Yeah, it's good to be back. I came back in May for a little bit just to see college, but it's nice to be back here in Sioux Falls and see these guys, and it's a nice partnership, so I was really glad to be here, and it's a good experience so far.
What kind of a message did you have for the kids and will you this afternoon?
Just work hard and have fun. Hopefully we can give them a couple things they can work on for the rest of the summer to improve their game, so just keep working hard and enjoy it.
Speaking of improving the summer, what are you doing to up your game?
Just trying to work out at home right now. Just keep improving my jump shot and try to get a little more explosive. So before I get back to Milwaukee, so going back to Milwaukee in September, so having a little bit more time to try to get better.
Talk about the injury last year and what you've done to get healed because of that injury.
Yeah, it was kind of a freak injury. It was just my hand broke it, so I was just out for a month and a half or so, and I mean, it hasn't really hindered me at all this offseason. I was able to do everything about the middle of May, so I feel good now.
What's the biggest benefit that the kids can get from a camp like this, from seeing one of their idols?
I know growing up, I used to love going to these camps and would always learn a couple of things and try to do it at home in the backyard that same night and try to do it. So just try to give them a couple of pointers that they can take back and hopefully work on when they get home.
As it turned out, did Milwaukee was a great place for you.
Yeah.
Comfort-wise.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. Pretty close to home, a smaller city NBA-wise, and yeah, we got a great front office and great players. Coaching staff was great last year as well. So it was a good situation, and I enjoyed it. And looking forward to going back there next year.
Was your rookie year all what you expected?
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun. Obviously, the wins and losses weren't great. But a lot of us younger guys got a lot of good experience. And going into the year, I didn't know how much playing time I was going to get and was able to get quite a bit. So I think that'll help me for the next couple of years.
What about the addition of Parker and obviously new head coach and a future
Hall
of Famer?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of new things going into next year. I think the new coaching staff in the summer league, they seem great. A lot of energy should help out a little bit. And obviously Parker, getting a guy like him, we need a scorer, so that'll help too. So it'll be interesting how the year goes. But I think we'll do a lot better.
Have you talked to Kidd? Has he said anything to you?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to him a little bit in Vegas. He was out there. He wasn't coaching, just kind of watching. And I'm really excited to work for him. He's going to be a great point guard, obviously. So I'm going to try to just learn as much as I can from him.
A little more uncertainty for you in year two than maybe you thought?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of changes. But after the season we had, you never really know. You kind of figure they're going to do something. So, I mean, last year was obviously a rough year for us. So they decided to, with the new ownership, make a new direction. So there's obviously uncertainty every year in the NBA. It's a business now, so you just gotta worry about yourself and worry about helping the team.
A couple of new point guards too. Have you got to work with Bayless or Marshall?
No, I haven't been back since the summer league. So once I go back, I'll probably meet those guys, and hopefully we have everyone back by September so we can start playing before training camp. So that'd be nice.
You're seeing what a big business it is now. Are you still enjoying just?
Yeah, it's still basketball. I mean, it's still a pretty nice job. So yeah, I'm enjoying it. Just continue to work hard, and hopefully I can stay in the NBA a long time. But I'm just going to take it day by day and try to get better.
Odds are you'll do a lot of these kind of things over your career. You talk about being at the camp as a kid, but being the guy who's expected to say something interesting or important to give that some thought, is that a different
side? I'm a quiet guy, so I mean, I'd rather just talk one-on-one and stuff like that. I'm not very good in a big group, but I'll occasionally say some stuff, but Alan's doing a great job running it, and I kind of like to just chime in whenever I can and just work in station to station and talk to kids. That's kind of my thing.
Just here to do the camps, or are you working out as well?
I'll probably work out tonight. I'm going to stay overnight tonight and then leave tomorrow morning. My dad came with, so just kind of hanging out with him, so I'll probably work out tonight here. It's a great facility. I mean, this summer I wasn't able to get back as much as I'd like, but hopefully I have more time in the coming summers.
First time you got to see Braden and Nate in a while?
Yeah. Saw Braden in May, and Austin came like during the year a little bit, but that was the first time I saw him. So it was nice to see those guys again, and I'm hoping a couple of the guys will come up tonight and hang out with Tony and Marcus or whatever, so hopefully we can get some of the guys back.
Is there any big areas for improvement that you want going into this season? I mean, talk about day by day getting better, but specifically?
Yeah, probably just getting stronger and obviously my jump shot. I think I made some improvements this summer, but obviously I haven't really gotten too many game situations. So it'll be nice to get back in September. We can start playing pickup and stuff and see where my game's at. It was kind of frustrating in the summer league. I sprained my ankle like the first day and never really could get in a rhythm down there. So, I mean, I'm really looking forward to the season and getting back there.
So did you feel like it did set you back? Right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I feel fine now, but I was a little hobbled, I felt like, down there. So hopefully I can stay healthy and get back to full strength and have a good year.
You shared a glass case out front with Becky Hammond. Yesterday she became big news. What were your thoughts on
that? Yeah, that was pretty cool. I don't really know her personally, but it seemed like she's a great point guard, obviously, and a good leader. So I think she'll do a great job. It seems like the Spurs organization does a lot of things right. So I'm sure that's a great hire, and I'm sure she'll do a great job.
She's a lot like you. She's a gym rat.
Yeah, really. That's what I've heard, yeah. Yep, so, I mean, yeah, I'm sure she'll be a great coach. I know I think she worked with them last year a little bit behind the scenes, so I'm sure she'll do a great job. And, yeah, I watched her on ESPN a couple weeks ago, and she's pretty fun to watch.
You got one season under your belt. What's the biggest difference you've noticed from, you know, college ball to the NBA?
Probably just the amount of games. I mean, 82 games. I know before I got hurt I was getting a little tired. I wasn't used to that much travel and that many games, so I think that's the biggest difference, and obviously just the athleticism of the guys, just totally different. So still trying to adjust to that, but the playing time last year really helped, and I think I can play that level.
What's it like to be back on the floor where you had such a...
Yeah, this is a cool place. Yeah, I like this place a lot. That was a fun to be able to come back here and play in front of all of South Dakota and a lot of my former teammates and coaches and stuff like that. So it was a lot of fun, and hopefully we can be back here sometime in another preseason game. But I don't know if it'll work out, so.